This week, many colleges and universities in the region will have official headcounts for fall enrollment numbers. As Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda reports, one school in the Arkansas River Valley is expecting record numbers again, while also celebrating a decade under its current name.
In recent weeks, colleges have been releasing their official enrollment numbers for the fall semester. Thursday, Arkansas Tech University Ozark campus will do the same, and officials are anticipating an enrollment of more than 2,100. In the fall of 2004, ATU Ozark had an enrollment of 301. If the anticipated enrollment for the fall is correct, this would be the ninth consecutive year the college has set an enrollment record. ATU Ozark was established in 1965 as Arkansas Valley Vocational Technical School. In 1991, the campus was renamed Arkansas Valley Technical Institute, and on July 1, 2003, AVTI merged with Arkansas Tech University to become Arkansas Tech University Ozark Campus. That merger will be the focus of a celebration tomorrow at the Student Services Conference Center. Bruce Sykes is Chief Academic Officer and Acting Chancellor at ATU Ozark. He joined the university in 2007 and says the administrators have been very aggressive in growing programs, building onto campus, and building partnerships throughout the region.
Basically, what we recognized was that students, communities, industry was being underserved as far as two-year degree programs that led directly to jobs. You know, our campus is focused on its mission, and our mission is, of course, you know, it's about a quality education, but it's really more than that. It's about, you know, what we offer our community and what we offer industry and what we offer students. And we are career education, and career education, in our definition, you know, is basically centered around why would you go to college to get trained? Well, ultimately, it's to get a job. All of our degrees are directly linked to specific jobs. They're very narrow in their focus. So a student would come here for 2 years, and they would be trained in specific skill sets where they could go out and be an occupational therapist assistant or a physical therapist assistant, an RN, a PN, a paramedic, you know, a person that does electronic medical records in the field, or an automotive service technician.
With the merger, Sykes says they maintained their identity as far as being committed to technical trade areas. He says the merger allowed them to begin offering associate degrees and expand their offerings. In 2004, the Arkansas Department of Higher Education approved 13 technical certificate programs for the school. In 2005, the ADHE approved 3 Associate of Applied Science programs. Today, ATU Ozark offers 11 associate degrees and 15 technical certificates, with 27 total program options. Sykes says during the last 5 or 6 years, they have really centered expansion on the allied health fields. Besides an increase in programs, Sykes has seen a number of other changes during his time at ATU Ozark.
Diversity of student population is one. I think the second probably would be our outreach. You know, I think when we first merged with Arkansas Tech, we probably were considered to be a very small, regionally accepted institution. We get students now from across the state that are seeking out these type of programs, and it's a neat thing. We feel like you know, Interstate 40 is something that if you're going to drive down Interstate 40, you're going to go through Arkansas Tech country, whether it's through Arkansas Tech Ozark or the Arkansas Tech University system. And so I think those were a couple of things that we were definitely working on.
Part of that outreach has included the expansion of the campus to other teaching centers. In addition to overseeing the Arkansas Tech Career Center in Russellville, which enrolls more than 600 students from 11 high schools in Pope, Yell, and Johnson counties, ATU Ozark offers adult education in Franklin, Logan, and Johnson counties, and hosts classes at the Boonville Training Center, Morrilton Training Site, Morton Hall in Russellville, and Fort Chaffee Crossing. As ATU Ozark has continued to grow, people have started taking notice.
I think industry is starting to recognize that, hey, if you want to go into an allied health field, or if you want to be a welder, or if you want to be an automotive service technician or electronic medical records, where are you going to go to school? Well, you need to go to Arkansas Tech University Ozark campus. We've got some programs that I feel like are just diamonds. You know, industrial control systems is a applied engineering program that's a two-year program on our campus. And, you know, if somebody wants to work in the field of robotics or electronics or working with the machines that actually cause manufacturing to do their thing, well, where are you going to go to school? Well, Arkansas Taking First Ozark is your choice, school of choice. The same thing with the allied health programs. Like I was saying, they are unique. Not only in the area, but they're unique in the state, and particularly if you look at the whole. I mean, we're offering 9 allied health programs right now, soon to add a 10th. We're committed to health care.
The campus itself has seen physical changes during the past decade. The Ozark campus has added a half-mile walking trail, thanks to its first capital campaign, and a disc golf course. ATU Ozark revamped the student union area, which now features food services, the bookstore, library, and computer lab. The campus has also seen the addition of a 12,500-square-foot student services and conference center, which will be the site of a ceremony tomorrow morning to mark the 10th anniversary of the merger. Bruce Sykes, Chief Academic Officer and Acting Chancellor, says the public event will offer a time to celebrate the institution's successes.
We're also going to be celebrating the fact that, you know, we're not done. We do have a new Allied Health building that is on the drawing board, and we'll be working to start maybe breaking ground within a year. So the 10th is a time to celebrate all those things. We're asking Dr. Brown, the president of Arkansas Tech University System, he will be the speaker, and we're asking him to reflect on the merger because he was instrumental in developing the merge. And who would have thought that at that time, little old Votech and Ozark would, with 300 students, would be looking at 2,100 students in the fall of 2013 because of a merger with Arkansas Tech University.
The Arkansas Tech University Ozark campus 10th anniversary celebration is scheduled for 11 tomorrow morning at the Student Services Conference Center. Lunch will be served following the ceremony, and you can RSVP by calling 479-508-3304. More information is available at atu.edu. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.